Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead. I was slow on the uptake.
No.
And Morris.
And Morris.
Hello. So I'll revamp our setup a little bit in here. And we've got a Liberty Bell whiskey bottle that belonged to my mom.
Everybody needs a whiskey bell.
Everybody needs a Liberty Bell whiskey bottle if you can find one.
Mm-hmm. All right. I agree.
And maybe for the 250th anniversary party, I'll bring my bicentennial whiskey bottles up here.
Oh, nice.
I have the elephant and the donkey.
Do you know, I have pictures from when I was a little girl that were the bicentennial pictures because I was born in 73. So
I was too late for that. I have an Afghan that my grandmother crocheted that's bicentennial.
Yeah.
So we'll have to do a special episode.
250 years.
Yeah.
America.
America.
Absolutely.
We're just a little baby country compared to some others, but anyway.
Speaking of birthdays and anniversaries.
Yeah.
It's our 1 year anniversary.
I'm so excited.
Welcome to season two of our friendship.
Yeah. I love we have season one, season two.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy. It's crazy. You saw us being here a year later, like.
We're in such a different place. Yeah.
I think we've traded places a little bit.
I think that's life, though.
Yeah.
That is life.
Yeah.
You know, when we first started our journey, I can honestly tell you, when we first started our journey, I was so lost emotionally. I mean, that's a lot of loss to go through. And I'm not trying to make a big deal. Like, I know that a lot of people go through loss.
Yeah,
but that was a lot in a row. And I was so trying to keep everything together that, like, I feel like, I know that you don't ever completely heal from loss. But
I feel the further you get from the loss, it makes it a little bit more
tolerable. Feel like these weekly therapy sessions of ours has really helped with that healing process.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
A lot.
I think so, too, because I'm in a completely different place than I was a year ago, too, because I was dealing with some things. But and now I'm dealing with different things, but now I have a friend to talk to about it, so...
I know, and like it's funny because sometimes you guys, Sandy will call me and she'll tell me stuff, and then she'll say, "I'm sorry, I'm too much." And I'm like, "You're exactly the right amount."
Listen, I had a whole nervous breakdown over the weekend because our episode with Kobe was amazing, and he has written us an intro.
Oh my gosh! Thank you so much,
perfect.
Kobe.
So
Wynn.
Thank you, Kobe Wynn, and And so I had so much trouble getting the video off of my phone onto my computer so I could edit it. And I'm so dumb. And when I realized...
Stop.
No, it was the stupidest thing. Like, I'm sitting there, like, staring at my computer because I was trying to, like, record it onto the computer. And, like, stuff kept happening. Like, the church bells ring. My cousin shows up and screams through the door, "Hey, God!" I'm like, you know, and I'm like, "Shut up!" And so, the first two, anyway, it's been a shit show with the editing. But I realized that I could put the little SD card adapter into my phone
and completely
and just take
the iCloud off
the file, because I was trying to do stuff, download it from the iCloud. Anyway. Listen, we didn't have an episode come out last week, and it was completely my fault because I was having a nervous breakdown. But we got there. Episode's out now. And
we're at our own pace.
Listen, when I tell you how Gen X I am about the technology, like...
bit me.
Oh, Morris, we don't bite our friends.
Time to get down.
Like, when technology was first coming out, and I should have been learning how to use it as it come out... I was worried about drinking in a field. So now I'm like,
I know.
So anyway, my son.
I was too poor to afford technology back then.
Yeah. We had a computer. We had a PC. I just didn't care about it. So this is our anniversary episode, and we have listener emails.
I know, we've been talking about listener emails, and you guys came through. Thank you. That was awesome.
So we have four apiece.
Well, yeah, we decided to just kind of narrow down so that...
Pick some of the really good ones. So, yeah, we picked some of the best ones, and do you want to go first, or you want...
Let's take turns.
Okay, yeah.
Let's take turns.
So, yeah, you can read first, and
let's see. Okay, this is an email that, like, y'all, we got to pick which ones we wanted to read, which ones vibed with us, and which ones made us laugh. So this one was one of my picks I wanted to read because it felt pretty personal.
Yeah.
This one is from Crystal with an I.
Okay, cool.
I also had a baby when I was really young, and I think she's talking about probably the episode where I had shared my story.
Yes, yeah, that was an early one.
I also had a baby when I was really young. At the time, I didn't have much of a choice. My parents were not supportive, and the father didn't want to be involved. I made the hardest decision of my life, and I placed my son up for adoption. Most people don't know this about me. They don't know that not a single day goes by that I don't think about him. I still cry for the moments that I never got, the birthdays, the hugs, the sound of him calling me mom. I spent years wondering if he's happy and if he's loved, and if somehow he knows that I've loved him every single day since the moment I let him go. Gosh, this is so sad. His birthday just passed, and he's 31 now, and I find myself wondering what kind of man that he became. Does he have a family of his own? Did he stay and be the dad that I always hoped that he would have? Sometimes I even wonder, am I a grandmother now, without even knowing it? These thoughts linger quietly in the back of my heart. They're the kind of ache that doesn't fade, that just settles in. A reminder of love, loss, and everything that might have been. These are the things that make me a little bit dead. And I just, like, I know that this is not upbeat and happy, but I just kind of wanted to go ahead and start with this because, you know, we have shared some personal things. So I just want to start off by saying thank you, Crystal, for being honest and sharing with us. But that's hard to voice your truth sometimes. And I don't know, my heart goes out just for that whole situation. And I hope that maybe... the time can come that maybe they could reconnect, you know?
Yeah. They do so much now with the DNA. And
that's
there's
right.
There's that show, I can't think what it's called, that there's a man and a woman, and they, like, reunite families that are looking for each other and, like, go through and find. So that's cool. Maybe that'll happen one day.
I hope so. And
come
I just,
back and let us know.
Yeah, we would love to hear an update. And thank you so much for... just being so supportive and listening, and
I always love to hear from our people.
Yeah.
I picked this one because it was about our first episode with Kobe.
Oh!
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, I thought, here we go. Hi, all. Larry and Morris, mostly, though.
Of course.
I came across your podcast recently and loved your episode with Kobe Wynn. He seems like a really grounded guy. Y'all need to do a catch-up sesh. Can't wait to see where he goes.
We just did
a catch-up sesh with Kobe. I really appreciated how y'all held space for the way artists metabolize experience into song, but didn't romanticize torture as fuel. The way the conversation kept returning to consent, choice, and agency, and what we do with our stories was so refreshing. I don't hear that nearly enough. Also, Kobe's language around letting a song arrive in the state it wants to be in was gorgeous. I've been thinking about that since I listened. Thank you for consistently pulling out nuance in a medium that usually rewards hot takes. This one stuck to my ribs. So, and then there was a little PS down here at the bottom and said, I think it's cool that you have a casket in your flower shop. What an interesting conversation piece. And that, love to all, S from Arkansas.
Oh, well, thank you, S.
Thank you, S from Arkansas.
And we agree with you. That was one of the reasons why we really wanted Kobe to come back.
Because he's been up to so much.
He has. And just being able to be in contact with him a little bit to see his little journey. It's a big journey he's taking.
Yeah.
To be able to see, like, the progress that he's made even in this past year has been amazing. And he's going to be so excited to know he has another fan out there. So I hope that you are following him.
Kobe, everything is Kobe Wynn Music.
Yes.
Like all of his Instagram, Facebook.
Because he definitely has music out, because I've been able to hear it. So
everything, if you just top in Kobe Wynn Music, you can find all of his stuff.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, that was a fun.
He's going to be so excited.
He's going to be excited.
He will.
Yeah.
He made it to our anniversary episode twice, Kobe.
Yes.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay. All right, you got this one. I picked one of our UK listeners.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
They said, "Hey, dead girls."
Oh my God, that's hilarious. You should read it in the English accent.
I can't. I cannot, and I'm not going to offend anybody by trying. So I'm just gonna sit over here with my Northeast Texas accent. Mm-hmm. All right. Said, "Well, would you look at that? A whole year already." One bloody brilliant year of laughs, chaos, and all sorts of shenanigans. Congratulations, you absolute stars. See, this is why I picked this. Thank you so much.
Nice.
I just wanted to send a massive thank you for letting us lot come along for the ride.
Aww.
Listening to you two is like having a cheeky cuppa or maybe a glass of something stronger. With your funniest mates.
Aw, that's nice.
The kind who make you laugh till your sides hurt and then hit you right in the feels when you least expect it.
Aww.
You've smashed it, truly. Every episode is a proper treat. You Texas gals manage to keep it real, make us howl with laughter, and somehow still leave us feeling all warm and fuzzy inside. That's talent, that is.
Aww.
You've built something special. Honestly, I'd be gutted if you ever stopped.
Aww.
So here's to you both. Cheers to one cracking year down and many more to come. Keep being your gloriously unfiltered, hilarious selves. You're bloody brilliant, and we love you for it. With loads of love and a cheeky wink, S from the UK. I love that so much.
God, I love that. That's awesome.
I did too.
And it's a callback to our first, like, listener email we ever got was somebody from the UK.
I know. I love that so much. And I also love the fact that people feel like they've come along the journey with us, you know? So thank you for making the choice to do that, because, you know, there's a lot of things that you can be doing besides listening to a podcast.
Yeah, and there's so many podcasts, and so, like,
so thanks
for
picking
ours.
That. Yeah. I love that. Thank you so much.
And
I think we're pretty hilarious, too.
I think I'm funny as shit.
I don't know why that was funny when you did say that. That's why we're friends.
Yeah. Okay. This one is, I picked this one because it was a very recent episode. I think it was our last episode.
Oh, okay.
Like the one before Kobe.
Okay.
So I picked this one because it was just super recent. Okay. Hi to my favorite ladies and kitties. I just listened to the most recent episode, and I wanted to say I really liked how gently you talked about anxiety while doing something ordinary as antiquing. As someone who also has horrible anxiety, I can relate. It sometimes can be so crippling. The moment about being touched by strangers especially hit, because that's exactly the kind of tiny boundary violating thing that most people don't name out loud but absolutely shapes how a day feels in your body. There's something grounding about hearing two people name the micro dread that floats through errands, nostalgia, objects, and stories, fluorescent lights, awkward shop energy, and not trying to fix it or turn it into a productivity lesson. It just felt honest, and I felt less weird for how my brain works in public Thank you for making space for those quieter interior realities. It's strangely rare. Fucking love you ladies so much. Keep it up and can't wait to see where the podcast and your friendship leads. From O in Chicago.
Oh, thank you, O. I have had so many mixed emotions. Even after doing that episode, because I laughed and I still keep finding myself laughing. But, like, I would never intentionally put you in that situation.
No, I realize that it is funny. It is funny. It is funny. Like, it's okay that you laugh about it because it's funny. But I feel like I want to die.
That's not funny. That's not. But at the time that it was happening, I was just like, oh, my God, what are they doing?
And I fully made a scene.
And I do know that there's a lot of people who struggle with that type of, my oldest daughter, she cannot stand whenever somebody she doesn't know touches her.
Yeah.
Oh, it is like, you could see her just shutting down whenever it takes place. And so, like, I know better, but I mean, just being there in that moment.
No, it was fully hilarious to everybody in the room.
They thought they were doing something good for you.
Yeah. It was not.
That was weird. Yeah. And I'm so sorry for the people that are struggling with that.
No, I mean,
it does still make me feel bad, though.
But anyway.
And we were, like, I don't know, a couple, three.
We'd had several beers that day.
Couple, three, six. I don't know.
I think I was probably like at least four beers deep, just because I was already awkward and uncomfortable, and I drink when I do that.
And then I'm so social, and I'm just like, hey, to everybody.
So, yeah, Christy's talking and Sandy's drinking. So.
Oh, I was making friends.
Christy's gonna go make friends. I'm gonna drink. I will sit right here in this little corner and put myself
in. Okay, here's some advice. Oh, you need a friend that will take on all that social stuff for you.
Yeah.
And you can sit in the corner and have a beer.
And I love that. Thanks.
You're welcome. Anytime, sister.
Yeah. So, anyway, thank you, O from Chicago.
Yeah. It's nice to have somebody that understands what you're going through.
Yeah, I think so many people have anxiety and, like, different variations of it, and so we all just need to have a convention about it and sit in our own corners and drink beer and not talk to each other.
Could you imagine?
I mean, I would go to that.
Yeah, I bet you would. I could go and support you, but then I'd try to talk to
then you would be talking to everybody, and everybody there has anxiety. And then,
this
listen,
wouldn't work out too good.
I'm going to market this. A convention at a big hotel where everybody there has anxiety, does not want to speak to each other. Everybody just is quiet and doing, like, their own thing.
And then they'll all go to the room and that's it.
Yeah.
The end.
The end. And everybody has had a relaxing weekend and has not spoken to another person. Girl, I would spend money to go to that. Yes, an all-inclusive resort where everybody has anxiety, nobody wants to be friends, and everybody just sits and does their...
That sounds like a terrible time to me.
That sounds like a fucking fabulous time to me.
See, y'all see, we are so opposite in so many ways.
Yeah, I would have a fabulous time at that resort or convention.
Are you ready to laugh?
Yes,
I'm
always ready to laugh.
You
want to
make fun of somebody with me?
So
somebody sent us an email.
Oh, you picked a hateful one.
I did. Y'all, okay. We said we were not really going to do hateful emails just because, I mean, why give that person the time of day? But this one made me laugh so much because, I'm sorry, if you're a troll, which they probably
are. They probably are. They probably have nothing better to do with their time. They're probably unemployed.
We got good chuckles out of this. Just going to share that with you.
They're probably unemployed, living off the government, and have nothing else to do.
Maybe. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's how I honestly feel.
To the two MAGA clones. You obviously have not listened to all of our episodes.
Oh, God.
You obviously just kind of picked up on one and decided to write a letter. Okay.
Yeah.
Bless your hillbilly hearts. that.
Okay. Yeah.
But if you're going to use some slang terminology, hillbilly is north of where we're at.
Yeah, that's...
Or redneck.
That's of the Appalachians.
Yeah, there you go. Ready? Mm-hmm. Your lack of intelligence is showing. I'm sorry. If you did a little research before you open your mouths, you would see that your president is causing nothing but division and is destroying our nation. You have said that you hope people have the day that they deserve. We all know what you deserve. Two stupid idiots.
They spelled idiots wrong.
Well, from one idiot to another. Do some research, sir. And this is, you know what? I'm not even going to say who it's from because you get no recognition.
You have the
sir.
Day you deserve. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
And they do make maps, and you can learn about
also,
all of the peoples from all across this United States of
exactly.
America.
And also, there's more than one TV channel. So maybe shift from CNN and watch.
Yeah, DNN is not a good news source.
Yeah.
So do some research.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about where some division is coming from. And, like, that has been the whole entire... That's been a whole entire political stance.
Listen, we'll talk about politics next week. Stay tuned.
But thank you for the lovely letter. We got lots of good laughs.
We did. That's
it.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. We should make that like a running joke. Like
we should get T-shirts made that says
it. Oh my God, that's
hilarious. That reminds me of JD Vance wearing the meme.
The meme. Yeah, okay, so we'll have T-shirts or hats. We'll have merch made, and it'll have say Idoit on it. Yeah. Okay, so my next one just starts, "Hello, ladies. I wanted to thank you for your episode speaking about Charlie Kirk and what's been happening in this country. The moment when Sandy became emotional was actually the hinge for me because it made the larger conversation about national grief feel embodied, not theoretical. That collapse between the personal and the civic was handled with precision. You let the feeling lead without losing rigor. Also, ladies, I love your cornbread accents and potty mouth. And every time Sandy gets worked up about something, I say, fuck yeah. Very few shows can hold grief and consequence in the same breath. This episode did. Thank you for all you do. P.S. Please pet Morris and Larry for me. V. from Indianapolis."
Oh, that was so sweet.
Yeah, that was nice. I love our Midwest listeners.
We do. And that will forever be probably one of the hardest episodes.
That episode was rough. Because I think we were both feeling all the feelings and...
I think that a lot of times you just don't know how to feel.
Yeah, and yeah, absolutely. That
was definitely a situation of not knowing how to feel.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it was.
The way that it keeps going on and on and on now. Like, I don't even want to get into that, but.
Yeah, we'll get into that next week.
I'm so glad that there are listeners out there, though, that are feeling the same things that we're feeling, though.
Yeah.
You know?
It's nice to be, like, I don't say validated, but, like, kind of,
It is kind of validating to know that other people feel the same thing. I mean, I still don't believe that it even matters what your personal beliefs are. Mm-hmm. This was a whole entire human being, you know?
Yeah. And I think some people get so lost in their politics that they forget that part of it.
Yeah.
Like, all they see is MAGA or whatever, and they don't see that it was a person, a human being, that was very young and taken out in a horrific way. So, anyway, thank you.
this one that I'm going to read is from a Texas listener.
Oh, is yours good and happy?
Yes.
Let me read my next one so we can end on yours.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Okay, my next one's the water episode.
Oh. Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about that because we did just have an election, so.
Yeah. I did go vote. I sent you a sticker. I sent you a picture with my sticker on my nose. Okay, this one just starts. Hi, you two iconic ladies. New to the podcast, and I just listened to this gem about the water rights situation. I just wanted to say I really appreciate the episode, especially the way y'all unpack how water infrastructure becomes politics only when it breaks. The way you frame it makes me realize how invisible stable water is and how that invisibility itself is political. I love how grounded it stayed in reality, not theory for theory's sake. It makes the topic feel more tangible and less like an abstract policy pod. Thanks for making this show. I can feel the care, the research, and the honesty. Can't wait for the next one. Love you, ladies. Kay from Dallas.
Aww.
That was
so
sweet.
Kay.
Thanks, Kay. I'm glad you found our podcast, and you know, we just talked about the water out stuff with Kobe, and there's still no resolution on any of that. And so, yeah, Kobe said he heard somebody sued somebody, and so now it's all in a big stalwart again. And
well, the solution is never to take somebody else's water.
Yeah, that's, yeah. So, hey, Dallas, figure shit out. But anyway, so we'll end on Christy's more lighthearted one.
I was going to say, hey, Dallas, fix your shit.
Fix your shit that's leaky. Anyway, go ahead. We won't discuss the whole thing again.
Okay. All right. Hey, ladies. Thank y'all so much for taking us along on your podcast friendship journey. I didn't start listening from the very beginning, but once I found your show, I knew I had to go all the way back because I didn't want to miss an episode. Y'all are such a breath of fresh air. The way you bounce off of each other and are just being yourselves makes it feel like I'm right there sitting at the table with my best friends. I'm laughing, nodding, and sometimes tearing up right alongside you. And honestly, I talk back to the podcast like we're all having a real conversation. I do that too. When I re-listen to episodes, sometimes I start talking to it. Okay. Maybe that's a little bit crazy, but that's how I roll. Every week, I look forward to hearing what hilarious thing is going to come out of your mouth. Mm. You have reminded me that friendship is something to be cherished. Laughter can heal a lot of things, and life is so much better when you share it with the people who just get you.
Aww.
Thank you for keeping it real and making me laugh until I cry, and thank you for letting me feel like I'm a part of your circle, even though it's sometimes heavy. Y'all do bring light, laughter, and love into the weeks of the listeners. And I'm so grateful for it. And with love and big hugs, this is KJ from Texas.
Oh, thank you, KJ. I will reject your hug, but I will take your love.
It's like an internet air hug, you know?
I'll take your internet air hug.
Just made me think going all the way back, like when we were first getting to know each other and stuff, like you don't get into the meat of who a person is until you start being 100% honest. Okay.
Yeah.
So I've been doing a lot of soul searching and thinking, knowing that this episode was coming up.
Yeah.
Just thinking about my own past relationships and stuff. And I do believe, like, my personal beliefs are that people come into your life for a reason. And sometimes they're going to stay there forever. And sometimes it's just a short-lived time. But I do believe people are there for a reason. And I can honestly say I've never been 1 year into a friendship and felt like I knew a person the way that I feel like I know you now.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that we made that...
We were intentional coming in of, let's do this and be this is what it is gonna be, and whether we end up friends, like best friends at the end of it, or we never speak to each other again, we were being honest, we were being authentic, and we were like, this is what it's gonna be.
Make the rules and stick with the rules.
And so,
but don't you think now that we've come to this point in the journey, don't you think now that it's impossible for somebody to not be friends?
Yeah.
After you've made that agreement.
Because
we always said we were gonna be respectful even when we disagreed, and we have been.
Yeah. And because, you know, the other day I had a full out freak out, and it wasn't pretty. But I had a freak out, and I called you, and I could have kept that to myself because I was having, it was not a good day. And so Christy got to see a lot of my real authentic.
It happens.
It happens. But anyway, yeah, I feel like making the rules up front really opened my eyes. For sure, about past relationships to where you just, you know, freewheeling, and I was doing the whole thing of, you know, oh, well, this person's in the room, so I have to act like this, or this person, you know.
So how do you think that this has changed the way that you react to other people in your life, specifically like new people coming into your life?
I'm a little... open to people, like, than I used to be. I feel like I've always been very kind of closed off, I think, and so and that's just part of my personality, and so, I mean, even at the very beginning of all of this, I was not open. I was honest, but I wasn't open. I'm not an open book to anybody, and so
we're still taking baby steps, learning each other.
Yeah.
But I can honestly say now, after 1 year of doing things this way, I cannot think of a single person that I've ever had in my life for one whole year that I feel like I knew them as deeply as I know you.
Yeah, I think you and I know each other very deeply.
And you know, it's funny because another person had, this wasn't that long ago, they made the comment, I can't even remember what it was, but they made a comment saying that you were a certain way, and I was like, absolutely not. No. And I can't even, I wish I could remember what the conversation was, but I was like, in my head, I was thinking, do you even know her? Because absolutely not. No.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, I think it was when somebody had said that you had, like, an A-type personality or something, and I was like...
I'm absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Like, how can you even think that? Because absolutely not.
I mean, I think at work, when it comes to, like, the way I think, want things done at work, mm-hmm. I can be a little type A of it has to be perfect or it has to look a certain way or whatever, but, like, otherwise, no.
No, I don't think that you are. Yeah.
I feel like I'm laid back, but I just have a lot of anxiety. Yeah. We need to sit down and schedule some episodes because we've got to do an episode about all the things that give me anxiety.
That would be a good one. Let's make a list.
Yeah, we'll just make a list.
We'll number them all.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think this year, we've got some fun things planned. We've got some stuff coming up. We're trying to do new things, be more organized.
Wanting to stay in touch with and keep up with them. And
I can't believe it's been a year.
I know.
It's been a year and we haven't had any, like, you know how sometimes when you're friends with somebody, you get so mad at them and you're just like, that bitch. Like, there hasn't been any of that because we talk about it. Talk about whatever, and there hasn't been room for that.
So the key to a great long-lasting friendship, especially if you're starting at our age,
because we
meet a brand new person that you don't know that well,
yeah
and I, make an agreement with them that you're always going to be honest, you're going to be authentic, you're going to, for instance, if you don't like green beans and they tell you how fabulous green beans are, you're not going to agree with them. You're going to say, hey, that's great for you, but I hate green beans. You're going to be honest. Yeah. Why did I say green beans? I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm not a huge green bean fan. Like green bean casserole.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if you go into it with the agreement together, you're going to be that way. And when you disagree, you're not going to say, well, you suck because you hate green beans.
Yeah. I mean, I will say that you and I have had conversations to where we've had many conversations, to be perfectly honest. We don't agree on a lot of things, especially like when it comes to religion and even politics and some other topics that we've touched on here and there. We don't agree 100%. But we still are honest.
Yeah.
And that, to me, has been so refreshing.
And imagine this. We live in a world where everybody doesn't agree with each other all the time. Does that sound like fantasy land? Because that's reality. Nobody agrees with each other all the time. You know, you're missing out on so much great, great relationships that you could have with people. And I do truly believe if you go into a new relationship with that honesty in mind on both parts, I do realize that it takes parts being committed.
Both people have to do it.
You will be friends when you're finished. I don't mean finished, but you will become friends because it's like impossible because you're going to grow to respect and love each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree, sister.
I love it.
We're so silly. I'm going to open a new beer.
Let's do it. Mm. I have a great idea.
What's your great idea?
Tell me one negative thing and one positive thing about this year.
Okay. Well, obviously, my positive thing is, like, the great special friendship that you and I have. Like, our friendship is so easy and good, and, like, I know that I can count on you, but I also don't have to talk to you every day. Like, it's just our friendship, just in general, is my good thing. A negative thing about our year together?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe some of the hate comments that we've gotten, like, just from people disagreeing with us and being very...
That from the listener during the floods, that was awful. Like,
because, you know, when people are in your inbox saying really mean and hateful, like, I mean, even that listener email you just read, like...
The one that called us Idoits.
Idoits. You know, that you have to develop. If you don't have thick skin, you better fucking come up with it.
Mm.
Because when you put yourself out in a very public way like that, you know, people are going to have negative things to say. And so that's kind of been a negative because I'm the one that, like, checks the inbox on the daily, and so I see some of the things even before you see them, and so...
You see, and most of the time, you always share with me, and that one...
No, when I saw that one, I was like, oh, we're doing an episode about this one, and I'm a blindside Christy.
I was blindsided.
You're welcome. What's your positive and negative on our year?
Okay, I have to start. I'm gonna say, let's do negative because I like to end on positive.
Okay.
I think the negative thing is because sometimes I've really felt my age, and as far as realizing, like, especially even having listener emails and stuff like that, there are places I always want to believe that I can always fully understand where somebody else is coming from.
Yeah.
And things like that. But I think that age has kind of, it's kind of struck me this year how crippling that can be sometimes as far as there is a division in understanding and stuff. And it makes me want to try a little harder.
Yeah.
So, and I certainly appreciate our younger listeners, you know.
Yeah.
Um, positive thing that has happened. I feel like, I mean, I've always been very friendly as far as if I go places that I don't know somebody. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's probably part of sales that I do for a living. Mm-hmm. Like, a stranger never walks through the door. It's always a potential customer, you know. But just because I'm polite to people doesn't mean that I openly share.
Right.
You know?
Right,
And I think that it's helped me to be not just honest to you, but I think kind of honest to myself at the same time, you know?
Okay.
Acknowledging feelings and stuff. And then I have to say also, I'm going to add a cherry on top. And I said this at the beginning when we just started, I really feel like that our weekly therapy sessions have helped me to work through so many feelings that I've had this year.
Oh, absolutely. I could say the same.
I don't think that I would be as sane if I am sane.
I agree with that statement, like, because I was always, like, the kind of person that, like, I would always hold stuff in and, like, not talk about certain situations or certain things, and so there has been times when I've called you and been like, I'm having a feeling about whatever it was, which, family stuff, you know, multiple topics.
Yeah.
I think a lot of my stuff was family stuff, but, you know, we've all got family stuff.
It's been really cool to hear personally from some of our local listeners.
Which you hear more from our local listeners really than I do, because a lot of them shop at the Tiki Hut, and some of them, they'll just call me on the phone and order flowers and be like, hey, I like the pod this week, you know. So I don't get the face-to-face interaction like you do, because even though the flower shop is very busy, I've had random phone calls.
I've had text messages.
Yeah.
I've had messages and being tagged on Facebook, things like that. Like, every one of these things, it just makes me smile, like, inside and outside. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's fun.
It is. So, I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for you and the friendship that we've made.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm thankful for all of the people that we've gotten to speak to and get to know, you know, through the messages and things like that. The ones that are so loyal, oh my gosh, like, some of the people that have been loyal, I'll be honest with you, some of the local people that have been loyal listeners kind of shot me. I didn't expect that they would care anything about what we would have to say. BG, always sending us ideas. SR, for always listening and letting us know that every time they drive down the road. I'm so grateful.
I'm grateful for the listeners. And I mean, and I've said before too, like, even if nobody listened to this podcast, like, I would still want to do it, because it's a chronicle of our friendship. It's a chronicle of our growth.
That is so, so cool. Like, and literally, like, going back to the very beginning.
Yeah, like, I recently went back and listened to some of our old episodes, just as, God, it's been a year, you know, and where I was a year ago and where I'm at today.
Do you remember when we played Would You Rather? Do you remember?
I almost brought that up, like, a minute ago.
Because we didn't know.
Yeah, we didn't know. We still don't know everything about each other.
No, but I think I would be able to make really good guesses.
We should play Would You Rather again.
Maybe we should.
Yeah. You know, we've had some heavy episodes. We've had death. We've had whatever. But we've also had some really fun, funny, good.
We've even had ghostly encounters. Come on.
Listen. You know, the flower shop is just haunted, and it's Rangy Harris, and I don't know what to do about it. I just, you know, hey, Granddad.
We were walking through earlier before we came in here to start a podcast, and I happened to touch something that was on a shelf, and I heard that sound.
Yeah, it was last episode with Kobe.
I'm sure that I looked crazy, because I couldn't, once I heard that noise, I couldn't stop hearing that noise.
Yeah.
And it's like, I kept, like, so, I don't even know who was saying at that time, because all I could hear was, there are jingle bells going off in this building right now.
Yeah, well, and it, like, I have jingle bells on the door, and then there's also, like, that stuff that's back in the...
Well, that stuff that was in there, whenever I ran my hand over it, I heard that sound. I was like, oh. And I went back, and I ran my hand over it again. I said, that sounds exactly what that noise was.
So it wasn't even the bells on the door.
So it was not the door. It was not the door.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I mean...
Hey, Granddad. What's up, Richie? How you doing?
Hey, but he doesn't really jack with our equipment anymore and stuff.
No, I think it's because he said y'all are doing too much with all this equipment. You need to streamline it. Maybe Granddad's more up on technology than I am.
He might be.
So, yeah, we...
He might be, yeah. We have definitely made improvements in equipment.
Yeah. We've upgraded. I do miss my headphones, so...
I do, too. I like to be able to hear exactly what...
Because we can hear it, like, well, anyway, I miss my headphones. Maybe it's just a lot.
It made us look professional and smarter.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not like idiots.
Idiots.
That's going to stick. Just so you know. I want the t-shirt. I want the t-shirt.
We need t-shirts made that say idiot. I'm at a loss for words. People telling us we need to do research.
Yeah, like, we're MAGA idiots.
Idiots. What do you think that the MAGA idiots do?
Well,
we look at more than CNN.
It's called DNN.
DNN. Well, whatever. We look at more than, you know, one news source. Oh, God. You make my tummy hurt, you idiot. Anyway, so we've been talking about this YouTube channel, and we've got all these things recorded, and nothing has been put up on YouTube, and I've been tagging our YouTube down at the bottom of the episodes, because I've had trouble. I've had trouble, and my anxiety's been bad, and that's what it is, but I've found a way to make my life easier, and so when I get it, look, when things come out on YouTube, you'll know about it.
You'll see it.
You'll see it. It'll be everywhere.
Maybe. I don't know about all that.
Maybe. Listen. Having a podcast is hard sometimes. But.
I never knew so much until I took the computer home and said, I'm going to edit this episode. Okay. And I was just like, I talk over you so much, and I'm so sorry.
No, we both talk over each other, and then I say like, and you say
I don't think I do that.
Like, yeah, you do. Like, you do it all the time.
Okay. I do.
Oh,
I do.
And it's so funny, like the episode with Kobe.
You just said
And I said like, too. Because I said, like.
I love that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'll have to cut all of that anyway.
No, you won't. Yeah.
And so I don't cut it out every time, but I'll cut out, like, every other one. But Kobe Wynn is playing Barefoot Bay on, is it the 20?
Let me look at my calendar.
Look at your calendar, because look when Kobe's playing, because I'm going to be there with my whole family.
It's going to be on the 21st.
The 21st, okay.
Barefoot Bay, and that is the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah, it's Pittsburgh, like Lake Bob Sandlin, the marina out there. Mm-hmm. And I will be there. I'm bringing a whole bunch of people. I've got to call them and see if it's possible to make a reservation. Because I told Kobe a long time ago, me and you both said, I wear front row seats and backstage passes.
Yeah, I hate that I'm going to miss this. I have a work obligation.
I know. I'm going to go support Kobe. I'm going to take my whole family out there. My cousins are here from out of state. They're going. Karen's going.
Oh, nice.
So, that'll be fun. Chip and my other cousin, Chip, that I don't know if I talked about him on the podcast or not.
You have talked about him, I believe.
Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be fun. I'm going to be there for that because we love to support Kobe and Jamie. And I cannot wait for him to come back and do a conspiracy theories
episode with us. exciting. So Jamie, we want you back.
Yeah. So you have his number, right?
Yes.
Okay. I do. So we need to coordinate that because that one needs to happen because I have things to say.
I cannot wait.
Yeah. So and I hope he looked up the Paul McCartney one.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he'd ever heard of that one. I was like,
I told Linda about that the other day, and she was flabbergasted.
It's a good
just
one.
Look it up.
Zoe and her husband just went to see Paul McCartney in concert, and he was in New Orleans.
Oh, I have a friend that went. Yeah.
And so they went to that concert, and she said it was an absolute blast. Mm-hmm. Like, they had the best time, and she was like, she's a huge Beatles fan.
So yeah.
She has, like, vinyl about it. Like, she's a Beatles fan.
My vinyl is all, like, crooners.
Oh, see, listen, I wish I had my mom's vinyl because she had such a variety. She had, like, everything from, like, John Denver to Steve Martin comedy. Mm-hmm. Like, and everything in between.
I have some Steve Martin.
So funny.
I have some 80s music.
Yeah.
I have, you remember when Wham?
I don't because I was too young for that.
Oh, God, you don't.
I mean, I know what it is.
I have Wham on vinyl.
Oh, my God, that's great.
I love it.
You know who else my mom had on vinyl? Richard Pryor.
Really? So she liked a lot of comedy then.
Yeah. And I wish I had those. Back when comedy was funny.
Yes. I have tons of Johnny Cash. Yeah. I have tons of, like, Andy Williams and Dean Martin. Johnny Mathis, that kind of. What did I say earlier? When we heard the first time we heard when Kobe sent us our intro song that he did for us,
it had a Johnny Cash vibe.
I had all of the Johnny Cash.
I love Johnny Cash.
I just was feeling the vibe.
I had that one song because I've been fighting with my phone and my computer trying to get that episode edited, and it should have gone out last Friday, and anyway. Here it is. We're still talking about it. Anyway. But the song that he did for his grandmother, the Ruby for My Mary, that song's been stuck in my head all day. It's such a good song. But, yeah, he's very talented. I'm very proud of him. We just love him.
It was really cool to get to. Like, and how I even met him.
Yeah, that was cool.
Was just like, I believe things are meant to be. I really believe things are meant to be because I
should say
met Kobe.
Yeah.
Right around the time that we decided to do podcasts.
Yeah. Say that again because I think in the episode, like this last episode with Kobe, I ended up cutting that out because it was part of a conversation that was going to be cut.
Okay, gotcha.
So say how you met Kobe again.
Okay. So I had one of my friends, she happened to have been at a local restaurant that does karaoke nights,
yeah.
And he was singing karaoke, and she said, oh my gosh, this guy is fabulous. They were looking for somebody to play at a benefit for my sister's family. Now, this was when my sister was still in the hospital. She was on life support. We kind of were at that place where we knew she more than likely was not with us anymore, but her body was still alive. And so a group of people had gotten together and wanted to do something kind for the family.
Yeah.
And to be helpful financially, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they contacted him and asked him if he would play for that. And I went to the benefit, and that was the first time I met him. What a beautiful voice, first of all.
Oh, absolutely.
What a beautiful voice. And what a great personality this guy had. Like, he was so friendly. And, like, I mean, you know, he didn't even act like he was a stranger when I first met him. And the more I talked to him that day, and I started telling him, hey, you know what? We just started a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, and it just kind of went from there that we're going to get together on dates and he's going to come be a guest.
Have I even told you what I was going to name the episode? Humna humna.
I love it so much.
Yeah. So, yeah, Kobe's a personality and we love him so much.
He is.
And Jamie. We love Jamie too, equally as well.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I hope that we have many more seasons.
Absolutely, yeah. I think I'm going to do it like season two, but I'm going to keep the episode count going like...
Yeah, I like that.
Chronologically, and so this will be season two of our friendship.
Oh, I love it so much.
So...
I hope that we grow many, many, many seasons.
Oh, yes. I think, yeah.
Okay, so all of our listeners out there, first of all, we've had...
Yeah.
I'm so sorry if we did not read yours, but I promise you, we did read it. We just didn't read it on air. But if there's anybody out there that wants to send us some more mail, I mean, even if you want to call us an idiot,
we
would love to hear from
we
you.
We would love to hear from you. And some of the ones that I picked because of the subject line. So if you can come up with a funny subject line.
You can kind of tell our personalities based on the ones that we picked.
Yeah, because like I picked the ones that were like,
she's all serious and people use big words and stuff. And I'm over here like, you idiot.
But anyway, yeah. So, anyway. Send us an email. We'll read it. And sometimes if we get a lot that we like, we'll read them back to you. So maybe we can do this more often if we get some more emails.
Yeah, that would be fun.
And I'm working on YouTube. If I can get it going, we've got several videos that are edited and ready to go, and it'll be like multiple ones. But for right this minute, you can send us an email. We're a little bit dead at gmail.com.
WERELILBITDEAD@gmail.com.
I like it when Christy spells it. She doesn't mess it up.
I like to spell words.
No, but yeah, send us an email. Let us know what you think. Follow Kobe Wynn at Kobe Wynn Music. And we look forward to the next season of our friendship.
I know. I love it.
Yep. All right. Well, bye.
Bye.